News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
At those calls for co-ed schools rather than single-sex schools, Michelle O'Kelly is principal of Mercy Secondary School in Inchicore. I don't know if you're mercenary or not, Michelle. I'm sure that you're not. The fear whenever it gets talked about moving from single sex to co-ed is usually that it has a negative impact on either gender, but particularly on girls. Do you believe it?
I don't. And I have witnessed that it doesn't have a negative effect on girls. I have experience of leading out on a single sex female school becoming a co-educational school, and our group has just graduated this May and they're all waiting to see where their pathway leads them next. I actually have reflected on this a lot, and I don't have one criticism or one negative that I could share, and I genuinely mean that. The reason we became co-educational was because we looked at our community and we looked at the young people in our community, and a lot of them were going to co-educational primary schools. And then when it was time for them to go to second level, we were watching the boys in our community get on buses, get into cars and leave the community to go to another single sex boys school. And we just didn't feel that that was right and that was good for our community. So we actually surveyed all of our local feeder schools and we asked the parents, what would you like for your child? And it was overwhelmingly that they wanted all of their children, no matter what sex they were, to attend the same second level school. Now, so that's the change we made.
Two things. One is based on research, and we'll get to that in a second. But the first is based on anecdotage, which is there is a sense that at secondary level, that if you put boys and girls beside each other when they are going through the throes of major significant hormonal changes, that all you do is create distractions and stress when they would be much better able to apply themselves if they were just among their own gender.
Yeah, and we had that fear and that anecdotal evidence, and I know there's research from a long time ago that said girls do perform better with the absence of boys. But I think a lot of things influence girls' performance in school, and it's not just whether they have a boy sitting beside them. We did not experience that at all. In actual fact, through different years, the girls were able to be there to support the boys to become more mature. And then as they got mature, they were able to support the girls when they were going through their little trials and tribulations as girls. So I would say our school became a lot kinder, a nicer place to be, and a lot more active and fun. Plus, we were able to offer a lot of subjects that generally don't get offered in single sex schools. For example, boys don't generally have home economics. Girls don't generally have technical graphics or woodwork. So you're opening up a whole world to both sexes.
Well, just on that, Michelle, that was the only area, because I was looking through some of the research on this, and the research shows that when you take out things like demographic impact and way for socioeconomics, that you don't get much in the way of difference in academic performance when you go with co-ed. But one of the only areas where there is a slight reduction is that you have girls slightly less opting for STEM subjects in co-ed than in single sex. Did you see any of that effect?
No, we haven't. In fact, we when we were just girls, we had two science subjects just because of the numbers. We didn't have enough numbers to have three science subjects. So we've been able to add a third science subject to our school with the introduction of the boys, just due to increased numbers. And we have a strong tradition of promoting STEM in any way. And I think if every school looks at where the gaps are in terms of third level progression, they can put a plan in place to promote that. So if we're seeing a reduction in STEM with girls, like that's a nationwide problem, whether, you know, and there's a lot of programs and initiatives in place to promote girls in STEM. So I think we just need to push it more, and what girls can see, they can be. So more female role models that are in STEM and can show them, like, this is the career progression that you could take, would help with that gap, in my opinion.
Michelle, thanks very much for your time this morning. That's Michelle O'Kelly, who's principal of Mercy Secondary School in Inchicore. And Michelle's experience, as she's outlined there, dovetails very much with what the Department of Education has found, because they have done that primary school survey, which surveyed 200,000 households. And the vast majority of parents in that survey said that they would prefer dual-sex co-ed schools rather than single-sex schools.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.